The general manager of the Houston Astros is Jeff Luhnow, who joins us on Baseball Central. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this. I've got to ask you, in your best case scenario, did you think that your team, did you think that the Astros would be where they are right now? And just between us, is this, are you thinking of moving the ETA up a little bit as a result of what you've seen?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we knew that we were going to have an improved team. We had a 19-game improvement last year. We thought, realistically, 500 would be a good goal for us and a good place to end. But we knew we had a chance to be better than that with the guys that we brought in. And, you know, we've gotten off to a good start. And it's a long season, like you said, but it is a fun team because I think right now we're currently leading the American League in both home runs and stolen bases. And, you know, that's what people want to see. They want to see the long ball. They want to see people run around the base pass. So it's a fun team, but it's also a team that can go into a slump pretty quickly because of the feast or famine aspect of our offense. And we're just popping out of one. Last night, Springer and Valbuena hit home runs for us, and we scored our first real runs in about a week. So you're catching us maybe on an upswing, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to the series. It should be fun.
Jeff, how hard is it for a young team to handle that? I mean, you're right. It is feast or famine. I mean, we've seen some of that with the Blue Jays, but the Blue Jays have got, you know, they got Josh Donaldson, they've got Batista, they've got older guys, they've got guys who've been around. How hard is that on a younger team, on a team that's still sort of trying to develop that identity to live with the fact that there will be some famines to go along with the feasts?
It's hard, but I think our coaching staff does a nice job of keeping everything in perspective. I mean, when we, you know, we had about seven of our regulars in pretty significant offers up until last night. And when that happens, when everybody sort of goes into a slump together, it's demoralizing. But I think our coaching staff, AJ Hinch, you know, the guys that have been around, you know, they keep these guys positive, and we know that tomorrow's another night, a chance to turn it around. So that's where really the psychology of being a coach and a manager comes into play, and I think our guys do a nice job.
Yeah, Jeff, how important has getting George Springer back? I know I mentioned earlier on our show that he's sort of like the Josh Donaldson of the Astros for our team, and I just it's very – every time I watch him play, it's a lot of fun to watch because, you know, he takes great routes in the outfield. He makes a great play defensively, and then he shows up and hits a home run like he did last night. How important – is this guy to this team?
He's really, he and Altuve are the two guys that really are the heart and soul of the offense. And I think the thing about Springer, you know, he's still hitting under 200, and yet he's able to win games for us because of his legs and his glove and his attitude and his spirit. And I think that's what's really impressive. I mean, if this guy gets back to the point where he's hitting 250, 260, we know the power is going to be there, the speed, the defense. You know, he has a chance to be an MVP caliber type of player. He's not there right now, but even when he's struggling, he can still help the team win. And when he's not playing, he's in the dugout cheering on his mates and really just an infectious attitude that catches on with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff, one of the interesting aspects, or one of the most pronounced aspects, I think, of the Astros is the fact that, you know, I talked a little bit about identity, and I don't know how you necessarily quantify that. But this is a pitching staff that really seems to have come together. It really does seem to have an identity as much as pitching staffs do. What's been the key to that? I mean, obviously Dallas Keuchel is terrific. You know, he's in some ways one of the most dominant pitchers in the game right now. Everybody that I talked to in spring training, scouts or general managers, they all predicted that Colin McHugh was going to be one of the most dominant pitchers at the game, if not this year, then soon. What is it about this pitching staff? Is there kind of a common element that defines them?
I think there is. I mean, first of all, you look at our entire pitching staff from top to bottom, and nobody is throwing hard. Nobody throws mid-90s, high-90s. They all, you know, they all have average to maybe a tick below average fastball, which means they've got to learn how to pitch. And we have a great pitching coach in Brent Strom, and he's really figured out how to, you know, grade everybody's pitches and figure out what their arsenal should be and break down the opposition. And, you know, from Keuchel to McHugh to Feldman to tonight's starter, Roberto Hernandez, you know, these guys are prepared to use all of their weapons, and they know how to pitch. We're not walking guys, and I think that's huge for us because in the past, you know, both our staff and our bullpen have put guys on base, and that, those guys usually score. And I think that's the key for us is not letting guys on base for free.
Yeah, Jeff, here in Toronto, we've been talking about our bullpen, and here lately it's been pitching better. But there in Houston, Luke Gregerson and Neshek have been doing a great job in the back end of that bullpen, and especially on a team that, you know, strikes out a lot and sort of runs all over the place. When you get that lead and you can turn it over to two guys that you know you can count on, mean everything, especially back to the point of being on such a young team to, you know, sort of stop the bleeding, I would say. It's very important to have those two guys on your team, huh?
No question. I mean, you know, we won 70 games last year, but I think we blew something like 25 saves. So even if you just recapture half of those, you're talking about a 500 team. And so we made it a priority this offseason. We knew we had some guys in the bullpen that were good, like Josh Fields and Chad Qualls and Tony Sipp. But we acquired Will Harris on waivers, and then we went out and signed Gregerson and Neshek. And the group together has really gelled. And, you know, it takes – when you got a lead in the sixth inning, it takes four or five guys to get you to the end of the game. But they all play an important role. And, you know, we had a young team the last few years. Every time we lost one of those games that we had a lead, it really feels like you lost two or three games, because it can be incredibly demoralizing.
In conversation with Jeff Luhnow, general manager of the Houston Astros, Jake Marisnyk is a guy that a lot of us who covered the Blue Jays are familiar with. He's cooling off a bit, but I mean, I think the first month of the season he was close to, if not at, 400. Is this just a matter, Jeff, of a guy maturing and kind of growing into his body and growing into his game?
I think it is. I mean, we all saw him in high school, and you know, obviously Jays drafted him for a reason, and the, you know, the Miami traded for him for a reason, and we traded for him for a reason. You get a guy with those kind of tools who hasn't, you know, quite fulfilled the expectations, but you realize he's only 22, 23, 24 years old. You know, there's still a lot of possibilities ahead of him. And the fact is, he is, I believe, one of the elite defensive center fielders in the game today. And so he doesn't have to do a lot offensively to really prove his value, especially in our ballpark with such a vast center field. But then he goes out and hits this, you know, this the beginning of this year, and he's able to steal bases. And that entire package is coming together nicely. I think, you know, he's not a 400 hitter, but if he can, you know, if he can hit 280 and play plus defense and steal 25 bags, I mean, this is a guy that's going to be incredibly valuable for us going forward.
Yeah, Jeff, you speak of defense. Every time I turn on your website, I see a new prospect coming, and I see Carlos Correa coming from the shortstop position. He's 20 years old, and basically the headline saying if he stays healthy, he'll be in the big leagues this year. Can we expect seeing him sooner than later?
I do think so. We just moved him up to AAA a couple days ago. He's having a phenomenal year. He's always had success everywhere we put him. He's 20 years old. He doesn't turn 21 until September, but he's mature beyond his years, and he's good. He's one of the better players I've ever seen in my career. And so, you know, we're going to give him a little time at AAA to adjust to some better pitching, but I expect he'll do well there, and I expect he'll be in Houston sometime later this summer. Mm.
Jeff, listen, it was great of you to join us today. We appreciate it. Continued success with the team. It's, like I said, I know that they're in first place right now, but they're a lot of fun to watch, too. And thanks very much for joining us.
Well, sure. I appreciate you guys having me on.